Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. But to which of the angels saith he at any time, Sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool? He didn't say that to any of the angels. Are they not all, speaking of the angels here, Paul thought it was important to speak about the angels. Are they not all ministering spirits? Every single one of them are ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. Praise God. I've overlooked this over the years, I think, but the more I began to look at it, the more I saw that there would be no way tonight that I could exhaust this subject of angels. Everybody said angels.
Angels.
Angels. I know that may sound a little bit charismatic or whatever, but the Bible talks about angels in many, many places. And I want to talk about angels tonight. Praise the Lord. Have you got an angel beside you tonight? Well, somebody smiled just a little bit. Praise God. You say, yeah, I've got an angel beside me. She's always up in the air harping. That's not the kind of angel I'm talking about tonight. I'm talking about a genuine, bona fide, heavenly angel. Praise God. Father, we thank you for the word of the Lord. Ask you to anoint it to our heart and our spirit. Touch us tonight, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Can we give him a hand clap of praise one more time? Thank God, thank God, thank God. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. And having said that, don't ever lose your shout. Amen. Don't ever lose your worship, because it's very vital. You know, when we look at it, angels are among us.
Amen.
Angels are among us. Angels, there are angels that are here tonight.
Yes.
And they are literally an intricate part of God's kingdom. And they do a lot of work on this earth, work that you and I have no knowledge of, and probably never will until we get to heaven. And as I've said, some of them are here tonight, and they're not robots, but they are ministering spirits. I believe that they have emotion just like we have emotion and like God does. And I think that they rejoice tonight over those that have worshiped the Lord and gotten with the program. Amen. The worship and the commitment and the dedication of the saints of God. The Bible says that the angels of heaven rejoice over one sinner. They get pretty excited. Amen. And I've got a feeling they're excited tonight. Amen. How about all of us getting excited here tonight? Praise the Lord. And having said that, we know tonight that we are not alone, but it's good for us to know about the angels and to have confidence in our walk with God. Amen. We have great help on our side. We're not alone, but we have tremendous help that is on our side. Praise God. And angels are many things according to Scripture. As we've already read, they are ministering spirits. The word ministering there means attendance as a servant, or how a servant would serve his master. That's what it's talking about when it talks about a ministering spirit. Amen. And they are sent to minister to those who are the heirs of salvation. Praise God. And if you're here tonight and you've been born again, there are angels that have been sent to minister to you. Well, praise God. I know it's a little different here in this message, but I want to look at it from the Scripture. Scripture is true, and we need all of the Word of God. Psalm 91 and verse 11, It says, "For he shall give his angels charge over thee." And this is a direct prophecy of Jesus Christ. "He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone." And this is a scripture that the devil used against Jesus when he was tempted. And he said, "Cast yourself down off of the temple, for it is written." And then he quoted Psalm chapter 91 and verse 11. And the Bible says that in another place that Jesus could call down, I forget how many legions of angels. A legion is 2,000. And a legion is a military term that talks about order. I'm going to look at that here in just a moment. But we have angels that have been given charge over us as well. It says, "The devil leaveth him," in Matthew 4 and verse 11. This is right in the middle of the story where the prophecy of Psalms 91 is injected. Matthew chapter 4, verse 11, "Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him." And I thought about that. I've thought about that many times. And I thought, well, if Jesus Christ is the Son of God, why did he need somebody to minister to him? Amen. But the flesh of Jesus Christ, you talk about being tempted by the devil, going up to a high mountain, seeing the kingdoms of the earth, standing on the pinnacle of the temple. After fasting 40 days, he was very weary in his physical flesh. And when you fast a lot, you have to be careful because your flesh gets very, very weak. Amen. It really does. When you give yourself over to a season of prayer and fasting. And as soon as the devil left him, angels came and ministered unto him. I believe that they brought food. I believe that they brought something to drink. I believe that maybe there were some angels that had fans in their hand, and they began to fan him and to cool him down and to minister to him. They didn't minister the Word of God because I don't see that the Word of God, this plan of salvation, was ever ministered by angels, but God gave it the charge of men to preach the gospel. Praise the Lord. But angels are here tonight to minister unto us. One apostolic pastor was in the middle of a service where folks were shouting and the Holy Ghost was moving, and the Lord allowed him to see an angel with a sword in his hand, and he would go around and he would touch this one and they would begin to shout, and he would touch another one and they would begin to shout. Amen. We just really don't understand what we have on our side. Amen. When we talk about the serving the Lord and walking with the Lord. I'm glad I'm walking with the Lord tonight. And the angels are spirits. Amen. The Bible says they are ministering spirits. They are a spirit in the sense that they can disappear and they can come in a different form. In one place, the Bible says that Satan will be transformed into an angel of light. That's in the scripture. And he will come upon the earth to deceive. He will be able to call fire down from heaven. Amen. That does not mean that the angels are God or other gods that have these tremendous abilities. The only ability that we have and the only ability that angels have are the ability that God endows upon them. Praise God. And so angels are ministering spirits, but they are not just spirits that are invisible, and I think that most of the time they are invisible, But there are times that they become visible. And I forget the apostolic pastor that pastored just across the Mississippi, Kenneth Reeves. And there's a book about him, Angels, Demons, and something along that line. It's a paperback that he wrote many, many years ago. And the Lord would give him special things, special ministries. And the sick would come to the services, and he would have to sit in a chair and pray for those that would come, but God would heal them. And the reason was, is because if he stood up, when he prayed for someone, all of his strength would leave him and he would fall to the floor. And so he would sit in the chair, and not only did he have that gift of healing, the Lord allowed him to see angels. And I've always remembered one instance where he was talking about angels that he saw, and he said one time the Lord allowed him to see three angels that were marching together. They had on armor, and they were marching towards the east. And I just always remember that. And he described them, and one was very tall, and one was very short, and one was in the middle between them. And they were marching and doing something that God had bidded them to do. In fact, Scripture backs this up here. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 2, the Bible says, "Be not forgetful." Amen. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, "Don't forget. Don't forget to entertain strangers." Now, be careful about that in 2021, especially if you're a young person, and I guess it doesn't matter who it is, because strangers are different today than they were back in the days of the Bible. Amen. Strangers, don't take any candy from a stranger. Amen. Don't get in a car with a stranger. Just run away if you don't know the person. Amen. But the Bible says, "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares." Amen. In other words, they have entertained, or they have talked with someone that they thought was a person, but it was actually an angel. And so I guess I could say this, be careful how you treat people. Amen. You might be treating an angel the right way or the wrong way. Amen. And so the angels are messengers that are sent from God. And if you look through Scripture, you're going to find abundant stories of angels that have ministered in this old earth. The angels came and gave messages to Abraham when they went down to Sodom and Gomorrah. They gave messages to Jacob when Jacob wrestled with the angel and he changed his name to Israel. Amen. Angels appeared unto Ezekiel. They appeared unto Daniel, and I'll get into that just a little bit here in a moment. Angels appeared, or an angel appeared to Joseph, the husband of Mary. Angels appeared unto Mary. They appeared unto the Apostle Paul, and I suspect all of the disciples of Jesus. Amen. And it's not just for those who are saved and walking with God, but an angel came and appeared to Cornelius, who was a Gentile and who did not have the Holy Ghost and did not know God, but an angel appeared unto him. Praise God. I want to say again tonight, we're not alone. Amen. There are more that are for us than are against us. And angels have different roles. But there are warrior angels. I believe it is the book of Ezekiel when he prayed and he asked God for wisdom concerning the prophecy that he had received. And 21 days later, while he was fasting, an angel appeared unto him. And I believe his name was Michael or Gabriel, one of the two. and came and appeared to him and gave him the answer. And he said, the very first day that you prayed, God heard your prayer and the answer was on its way. And I can just imagine that when heaven heard the prayer of that prophet, that the Lord said, let's just say it was Michael, I forget tonight. Let's just say it was Michael. Michael, come here. And Michael comes up before the presence of the Lord. Get down and give Ezekiel this message. Well, Scripture tells us that on his journey to go and give the answer to the prophet, that he was met by enemy angels, demons, that did not want him to bring that message, and they fought for 21 days. Now, I cannot imagine that, and most people didn't even realize what was going on in the realm of the Spirit, and I don't know, I feel the Holy Ghost in this here tonight, I really do. There are angels that are battling, amen, for protection of the church. Amen. We're not alone here tonight, but God has provided some things for us. And I don't understand why he did it that way, but God did it that way. And the angels are probably saying amen tonight. Praise God. Amen. So the angels are warriors. They're organized like armies are organized. An archangel is an angel that rules over other angels, and there is a command and control type of a situation. Amen. They control the heavenly host, and we'll see how big of a job that is when we look at how many angels Scripture talks about. But it's in the book of Daniel. I'm sorry, it wasn't Ezekiel, it was Daniel. Chapter 10 and verse 12. I want to just read it so you can see it from the Scripture. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard. Amen. How many feels a comfort in that tonight? Doesn't take God any amount of time to think things over. He's got it already figured out. And I come for thy words, but the prince of the king of Persia, and Persia would be Iran, and the kingdom, the prince of the kingdom of Persia. Now I could just stop right there tonight and use that as proof that there are kingdoms. Amen. There are principalities that the Scripture talks about. And a principality would be like Butler County. Butler County is a principality. The city of Boston would be a principality. The state of Kansas would be a principality. America would be a principality. And so the prince of the kingdom of Persia, this was a ruling prince of darkness over the land of Iran, and he withstood me 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, amen, just one of them. There wasn't more than one that had to come. He came to help me. And so there are, he calls Michael one of the princes. So there are many princes in the angelic realm that God uses in this old world. Praise God. I don't know about you. I'm not afraid of angels. Amen. I've had dreams of angels, and I'm thankful that we are not alone. Praise God. I'm thankful that there are more that are for us than there are against us. Amen. And he said, now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days? For the vision is for many days. And so what he's giving him here is a vision, amen, of, I believe, in the last days. Angels are sent to give messages. Acts chapter 8 and verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go down toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And what did he find when he went down there? He found an Ethiopian eunuch who was in great stature in the kingdom of Ethiopia, and he guarded the treasure of the queen of Ethiopia. And the angel said, go down to this area. And then when he went down, he saw the chariot, and the angel of the Lord said, go join yourself to this chariot. Praise God. I've got a feeling tonight that the word of God backs up, that angels orchestrate the movements of people. Amen. They nudge people in certain directions so that we will cross their path. So that we, well, praise God. You're not just driving your vehicle during the course of a day. Amen. You're not just working on your job. Amen. It's not a coincidence that people bump into you that you've never seen before. It just could very well be an angelic visitation where they nudge that person closer to you. Amen. And if you don't respond, they may nudge them closer to somebody else. Amen. Continually trying to help them to find the truth. Isn't that wonderful? And we know that the Ethiopian eunuch was baptized. He didn't understand anything that he was reading, but it was an angel that intervened so that he could come to salvation. Praise God. 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 17. Turn there with me tonight. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes. This would be the eyes of his servant, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain. Everybody said the mountain. The mountain. That's a big area. The mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Amen. There was something in the heart of Elisha, he understood the working of angels. Amen. And he asked the Lord to show the young man. Amen. And God was for them. God could have done it all on his own. But the Lord sent angels, horses, chariots of fire, filling the mountain way more than they needed to get the job done. But God sent it because there was a man named Elisha that had faith in God and understood what happens and what works in the realm of the Spirit. Praise God. I think a lot of times we just go through life not thinking about this sort of thing. But if we think about it more and more, we might realize that there are angels working in our own personal life. Praise God. And they're assigned, I believe they're assigned to each saint of God and to minister to them, to help them, and to hedge things in a good direction. Praise God. But they're also used to orchestrate salvation again, as in the case of Cornelius. And I've already mentioned that, but an angel appeared unto Peter while he was on the housetop praying or sleeping, whatever it was. He fell into a vision, and the rest of the story is that a sheet was let down, all the animals, and that happened three times. Well, on the other side of the mountain, or the other side of the land, there was this Gentile named Cornelius, and an angel appeared unto him. Can you see the working of angels in the affairs of men? Peter would have never knocked on his door unless he was outdoor knocking. Amen. That was a little bit of a joke. But don't believe tonight that when you go out and you knock doors and you invite people to the house of God and you invite those children to come, that there are angelic beings that are hedging things in a direction. You say, well, nothing happened this week. That's all right. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time to get things set up where it works right. Praise God. Because if you look back in your salvation, there are miracles that took place to get you to where you are right now. Amen. God only knows what could have happened to you on your way to a Bible study that showed you the truth and brought you to God. But it could have been angels sitting on the hood of your car. Amen. Riding to the Bible study to protect you in the way until you gave your life to God. Well, praise the Lord. Acts 27 and verse 22 and verse 23. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer. This is where they were in the midst of the storm. And Paul was on the ship. He said, I exhort you to be of good cheer. Now, how can we be of good cheer when we are in the midst of a hurricane and it's been many days and it looks like we're all going to be lost? Everything is hopeless. Amen. How can we have good cheer? I think that we can possibly have good cheer, and partly because we understand that God is for us. Amen. That's number one. But that the Lord has sent angels to encourage us and to minister to us and to help us. Amen. Praise God. I think we need to try to be in good cheer through everything. Give thanks in all things. Praise God. He said, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God. Look at this, and I don't understand it completely, whose I am and whom I serve. Praise God. Well, there are many, many instances that we could bring up tonight. Just one of them, I am thinking about the children of Israel crossing the wilderness, and the Lord spoke unto them and said, be careful for that angel that's with you and heed the words that he says, for he does not carry his sword in vain. Amen. God used angels to lead them through the wilderness. And yes, it was his presence. It was the fire at night and the cloud by day. But God used angels as they were going through the wilderness. Somebody said, praise God. And he said, whose I am and whom I serve. And what do? The angels minister strength. Daniel chapter 10 again in verse 18. I'll go a little bit further down. Daniel chapter 10 in verse 18. It says, then there came again and touched me one like the appearance of a man, and he strengthened me. Amen. There are places in the Bible where men were so worn out that they were on their hands and their knees and they could not stand up. But God sent an angel to touch them and they were able to stand and listen to the words that they had to say to them. Amen. And so when you need strength, yes, we pray to God for strength. But I'm telling you, there are times that God uses angels to come and minister unto us. Well, praise God. Amen. And there's more than enough angels to do the work of the kingdom of God. And you say, well, how many are there? Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 22. Amen. This will tell us an awful lot right here about the working of angels in the world. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 22. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable, everybody said innumerable. That means if you try to, you're not going to be able to count how many of them there are, to an innumerable company of angels. Praise God. Praise God. And so when we come together, there is a measure of angels that are among us tonight to minister and to help us and to give us strength. Psalm chapter 68 and verse 17. It says, The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. And I believe if you look at this, it's actually 20,000 times 20,000. And it says, the Lord is among them as in Sinai in the holy place. And so we can see, and Scripture doesn't record that Israel even saw this, but when they were in Mount Sinai and they were receiving the law, there were chariots of fire. Amen. There were chariots of God, at least 20,000 at that particular instance. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? That's wonderful. I think that's awesome. I'm not alone in my walk with God. I have the Lord on my side, and there are angels that minister. Praise God. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 11. Let's look at this. And I beheld, and I heard a voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Praise God. 10,000 times 10,000. Our resident mathematical person, Tessa, how much is 10,000 times 10,000? A lot. I can see your students in school when they ask you that question. You're just going to say a lot. Well, it is a lot. Amen. Brother Greg's got his calculator out right now. Can you do that off the top of your head? 10,000 times 10,000. Well, we know that 1,000 times 1,000 is 1,000,000. 10,000, I guess that would be somewhere in the neighborhood of 100,000,000. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 100,000,000. Amen. One third of the size of the United States population. That's how many angels there are. Praise God. And then he added to it and said thousands of thousands. Let's just throw in some more thousands here and there, because there's so many of them that we cannot number them. Amen. We've got so much that is for us tonight, church, that we should not be discouraged or in despair. Praise God. Somebody said amen. Amen. We've got the church. We've got the Word of God. We've got anointed preaching. Amen. We've got a pastor that loves us. We've got the ministry of angels. Amen. We've got the Holy Ghost on the inside. Amen. Praise God. And we've got a great opportunity. We have freedom in our land right now. And we have the golden opportunity to just walk out in the field and start harvesting, and nobody will stop us. We've got so many good things. We've got angels that direct our pathway to lead us to the Corneliuses of our society. Praise God. We've got everything that we need to be victorious.
Amen.
And I guess that's my message tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Romans 8 and verse 37. And I want to finish with this tonight. Romans 8 and verse 37. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Now listen to this. Paul was persuaded. He said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Angels, the dark angels, are not able to separate us from the love of God, because one third of them fell from heaven. That means there are two thirds that are here on the earth and in heaven, fighting for our success. Praise God. Brother Mike, it just might have been when the Lord spoke to you and you when you first came to the Lord and you heard that voice that said, Mike, read the word, read the word. An audible voice. It could have been an angel that had been appointed for you to encourage you and to minister to you. Praise God. And maybe others here tonight have had some similar experiences in your walk with God. I'm thankful. I'm encouraged tonight. I've got a lot on my side. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
Come on, let's stand together tonight. Praise God. I knew it would be a little bit different, but there are ministering angels, and then God forbid we get on the wrong side. The scripture says there is an angel of death. And the angel of death went through the land of Egypt and killed all of the firstborn. It was an angel that God used. In another place, the scripture says that when the harvest of the world comes, that the angels are going to come and they're going to harvest the world. And they're going to separate the wheat from the chaff. Yes, there's going to be a rapture. And I've often thought about it, Lord, how am I going to fly through the air? I don't know how to fly. When I was a kid, I thought I was going to be Superman and I jumped off of something with a cape on and it didn't work. It was so easy for him on the television, but it just didn't work for me. And it could be that the Lord is going to send angels and they're just going to pick us up, amen, throw their arm around us, grab us, and we're going to be gone. And we're going to meet the Lord in the air. Praise God. Well, praise God. Angels, angels are in our midst. Angels are here to minister to them who are the heirs of salvation. That's you and I tonight. That's you and I who have given our lives to God and decided to serve Him.
Amen.
Lord, I thank You for all that You've given to us. Lord, You're so good to Your people. You're such a good God. I thank You for everything, even the things that we don't know anything about that are working on our behalf. I thank You for the angels. Thank You for their presence in our midst. In the service tonight, every time we gather together, I thank You, Lord, that You've made a provision for us. In Jesus' name. Somebody said, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give God thanks for all that He's done.